Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Howard Feldman. It's official. Face masks are gone. Border checks and gatherings ban have been dropped. So that's it. Are we back to normal? Let's speak to the expert, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, public health and medicine specialist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. Morning to your listeners. Fine. Thank you very much. I hope everybody is still keeping safe, notwithstanding the changes.
Absolutely. So that, I guess, is our question. It's quite unnerving, and a lot of our listeners actually saying, well, actually, for now, I think I'm going to keep my mask on. I was at an event yesterday where there was one person who did feel a bit nervous and was wearing a mask. Are we expecting to see quite a bit of that as we head back into some form of normality?
Yeah, so I think, Howard, for all of us, the listeners, you, me, everybody, we need to be cautious because the virus is still very much in circulation. And we are not, we're not completely out of the woods anywhere in the world. We do know that this virus brings surprises and it mutates frequently and there will be more variants at some point. So we do need to be vigilant. But I think the point is now that the current epidemiological position, the current circulating virus, volumes of new patients, transmission and stuff, pretty low. And we do have good immunity in the community. We've not managed to get anywhere near the vaccination coverage we would have liked, so people are still encouraged to protect for the future and come forward and be vaccinated while we have vaccines available. And if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, do so. There's nothing to stop you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think, you know, in any environment, if you feel that there's a chance of, transmitting the virus because there's a crowd or there may be ill people or whatever, then just wear a mask. It's not the law anymore.
Absolutely. We were talking about that as well yesterday and saying, like, surely, given what we've learned, if you're going to a doctor's room, it's probably prudent to wear a mask because it kind of makes sense to do that now. I mean, I would imagine doctors are going to continue wearing masks, whereas in the past maybe they hadn't been doing so.
Well, you know, look, those of us who've worked our lives in the health environment are familiar with what we call IPC, infection prevention and control. So in any hospital, any setting, we know that there are parts of the environment where we work that are at greater risk of spreading infection, and we will wear masks and wash our hands thoroughly and be even more vigilant than we would be in the open spaces. But there are even parts within hospitals and other health establishments where there's extremely low risk, so we will then take our masks off and we are used to it. I guess it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. We've had 2 years of learning to be vigilant as the general public, and you need to go with what you feel comfortable with in a crowd, in a queue, in an environment where there's a, you know, a meeting in a very small space with poor ventilation. You may feel more comfortable to wear a mask, either to protect yourself from others or, if you're not feeling so well, to protect others from what you might be having. So I think it's now in the hands of us as individuals to decide what we think is appropriate and how we feel safe.
So that's you made an interesting point, and that is the shift also to our own responsibility if we aren't feeling well. And I think that's an important distinction, is to take on that responsibility. And if you do have a cold or if you do have something that you're not feeling great about and could be concerned about, wear a mask if you're going into to a public place. That's an incredibly kind thing to do for other people.
Yeah, and if you're really not feeling well, stay at home. Do the necessary thing. If you can work from home, work from home so that you're not spreading to your colleagues until you're feeling well again. You can go back and you're not transmitting. It's not only COVID that's in circulation. It's flu season. There's tuberculosis as well, which is around. And, you know, we do spread our bacteria and viruses around between us in the normal course of events. So I think what we have learned is that we need to take responsibility for our own health. When it's a pandemic and it's widely spread, the authorities, us as the health department and the government, have to step in and do something to protect us as a society. But when things are not at that level, then we need to start taking more personal control. And we do have enough information available, and anybody who needs more information can get it pretty readily. please, not from just from social media, but from the official website. Absolutely. And if you're not certain, you can write and ask, and somebody in the National Institute of Communicable Diseases or us in the department or one of our universities can always help you to understand the facts.
And I think that's what's absolutely vital, that we start doing that. I mean, I see that Israel is experiencing 10,000 cases a day. They're talking about going back to indoor masks. So as you say, it's not guaranteed that this is done and dusted. Don't burn your masks. Put them in a drawer, because there might be times that we require them, even if it's for a short period again.
Yeah, I think, look, we need to understand human behavior. People are tired of not seeing one another. Mm. I've had colleagues that I've never actually seen their faces in the year that I've been in the department. And it's quite a relief to see what they actually look like now.
Crazy.
And we are moving more to face-to-face meetings instead of virtual meetings. So society, it's normalizing.
Mm.
But I think we have reason to be hesitant and cautious. And caution is not a bad thing. But we mustn't be paranoid. We must get on with our lives and take the necessary precautions. And really, the one thing that you can do to protect yourself is to go for the vaccinations as often as you're allowed to, because your constant boosting of your immunity will protect you, if not from mild infection, then definitely from severe infection and hospitalization. And that's what we really want.
Yeah. One of our listeners asking, how safe are our school children with no masks?
Well, we do know that children don't get as sick as adults. In all the phases that we've had, children have not been nearly as affected as adults. And we know that older age is by far, and I mean by far, the biggest risk, even if you don't have other illnesses. So children are at risk of transmitting the virus and of getting sick, but no more than they would from other illnesses in a school environment. If the school feels that the classrooms are quite close and the ventilation's not good, it's within the school's rights to have their own policies on which spaces people should be wearing masks and the children should be wearing masks, or visitors to the school should be wearing masks. And the same would go for encouraging everybody to wash their hands frequently. It's good hygiene anyway if you do have water available in your school or sanitizers available. But we do need to be pragmatic, and it is important for children to see their teachers' faces and to see one another and to interact.
Absolutely.
So one must be, practical
about it. Try and balance that. Absolutely right. Well, it's really great to speak to you on this positive note, Dr. Nicholas Crisp. He has always made himself available to us whenever we've needed to chat to him, public health and medicine specialist, talking to us about the steps towards normality.